Well, as I said at the beginning of Mass, today the Church remembers Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. He died at the age of 23 as a seminarian serving in Rome, where a fever had broken out and he contracted this fever himself. As a teenager, he wrote these words: "I am a crooked piece of iron and am coming to religion to be made straight by the hammer of mortification and penance." I love that quote. I'm going to say it again. "I am a crooked piece of iron and am coming to religion to be made straight by the hammer of mortification and penance." When he was dying, he wrote a letter to his mother in which were included these words: "Take care above all things, most beloved lady, not to insult God's boundless loving kindness. You would certainly do this if you mourned as dead one living face to face with God, one whose prayers can bring you in your troubles more powerful aid than they ever could on earth." Remember, I said he was 23 when he died? How do you live? How do you write like that? Only if you have the spirit of Elijah. Only if you have the mantle that was then given to Elisha. And in that first reading from Sirach, we have the conclusion of this series of readings we've had for the last week and a half from the book of Kings that have celebrated this amazing prophet. And the thing that Elijah, Elisha, and Aloysius all had in common was a singular focus for their lives. A singular focus. Do you have such a focus? Do you have such a perspective? Jesus, in the Lord's Prayer, has left us with the most amazing gift. And of course, the problem with this prayer is we can say it while we're thinking about what we're going to have for dinner tonight, while we're looking at our watch, wondering what show might be on TV tonight, because we know it by heart, and we can lose its power. But here is the prayer that gives us that singular focus. Here is that prayer that, as we truly live it out, we, like Elijah, Elisha, and Aloysius, will live our lives with greater purpose, greater clarity, and intentionality. For in this prayer, Jesus helps us to settle our relationship with the unseen world, to settle our relationship with the seen world, to settle our relationship with others and with ourselves. What else do we need in life? The unseen world, the seen world, others, and ourselves. It's all there. That's what life is all about. And if you have the clarity and singularity of vision that the Lord's Prayer gives to us, we will be able to grow to live with the kind of perspective of Aloysius Gonzaga. One of the things I love about the Catholic Church is we really understand why we're here. We are here because we want to get there. And everything the Church teaches, everything the Church does, is with that goal in mind. That goal of heaven. That goal, which in the New Testament, both in St. Paul and Jesus, it's so clearly stated, and you know it, you've heard it many times before: to go to heaven is to go home. What can be more easy to understand? It will be to go home. I love these words that we have from St. Paul. "We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." That's why Aloysius, as a 23-year-old, knowing that he was dying, could write with such confidence to his mother, because he believed this. He knew this to be true. A home that has eternal foundations. A home where God's name is revered and loved, where his kingdom is fully operative. And that is the beautiful thing about this faith of ours. We understand this reality. And this is what the Mass is all about. The Mass is a foretaste of the heavenly meal. And those who are learning to live with this kind of purpose and passion, when we understand that our ultimate goal is this homecoming, then in this world, we will see that because we have settled our relationship with the unseen world, we will know that our relationship with the seen world is all about praying, I want to hallow your name. I want your kingdom to come here through me, through this church, in such a way that when people are with me, when people are with us here at St. Peter's, they will have a foretaste of heaven. They will realize that life is not oh-hum, just another day. But every day truly matters. Because you see, every day we have an opportunity to settle our relationships with one another. Every day we have the opportunity to grow in grace, to grow in forgiveness. And do you know what that also means? To grow with the kind of transparency that we can be honest about ourselves. We can look with true recollection at those areas in our lives where we know we need to change, where we need to grow. And we can then discover something of the most beautiful truth. How relationships are to be congruent, that they are to fit together like pieces in a jigsaw puzzle. But you know, so many people's relationships are like a scattered jigsaw puzzle all over the table because they're trying to fit the wrong piece into the wrong slot. You see, at the heart of Christianity is that understanding that we know where the pieces fit when our relationship with heaven has been settled, with our relationship with the seen world is settled, our relationship with others is settled, so that then we can settle the relationship with ourselves. And it's this: we are in a battle every day. The enemy wants to tempt us into that place to be confused, to be misdirected, and to forget why we are here. And so we have to intentionally bring to mind our need for daily bread. And of course, the most beautiful thing about this phrase, daily bread, in Greek, it actually means, give us this day our supernatural bread. Jesus was ultimately talking about the Eucharist. Did you know that? That's what that word means in the Lord's Prayer? And look at you, beautiful people. You come to Mass day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Because you understand something of what Elijah understood, what Elisha understood, what Saint Aloysius understood. That we are only here for a really short time. And what we do with each day affects the meaning that we give to this day. It affects the meaning we give to the others who are part of our lives. And it sets for us our eternal destiny. Isn't it wonderful to know why we're here? Isn't it beautiful that within our church we have saints? A 23-year-old who could live with such clarity and die with such confidence? Oh, by the way, he died on this date in 1591. That was a long time ago. And here we are today remembering this man. Why? Because of what he embodied. May you be inspired by his example. May we at St. Peter's be inspired by his example. So more and more, this will be a place where we truly pray, your name will be hallowed, Lord. Your kingdom will come here because we know why we're here. We've settled our relationship with you, with the world, with others, and with ourselves. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us.